For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, Super Six Pack. 3, 3, 2, 1.
See the difference? Is my microphone on?
Yes, your microphone's on.
Wouldn't that be something to not have it on during my segment?
Well, you know, don't
surprise
tempt
me with our esteemed producer.
Don't tempt it, us, because I can turn off your microphone, too.
Look, after
you
another
keep talking
week,
trash.
After another week of burning the midnight oil and crunching the numbers via NFL Pro.
Yeah.
And next gen stats, me and the committee have once again put our heads together.
Hopefully,
and our
your committee
acumen.
Has more football acumen than the college football committee did at the end of last year when they screwed Florida State, and Florida State still hasn't gotten off the mat.
My committee's a lot better than that.
Yeah.
Thank you to all 36 members involved.
36 members?
So
is the social media superstar part of the committee?
No, this is an all-male.
What about Scrap?
It is an all. No, Scrap is he's our Philadelphia Eagles representative.
Okay.
There is a representative from all 32 franchises plus four independent arbitrators who make up this committee.
Mm.
So there we go.
It's a pretty complex committee.
Yeah, six teams. Top six teams in the NFL through the first 2 weeks. We'll start with our what did we call it last week? Not fly enough to get in the club, I think is how I referred to it, right? Not fly enough to get in the club. These are three good teams, but they aren't the top six. I'll go with the Detroit Lions, who I know it's going to rub some people the wrong way because they lost last week.
So really this is a super nine pack, right?
Super six pack, but nine teams get name recognition. Just bear with me. The Detroit Lions come in at, I guess it's number seven. Technically it's not. There is no ranking for these teams. You're messing up what I do here, Chris. Not fly enough to get in the club. The Detroit Lions, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with at season's end. They're a little banged up right now. I think by the time we get to the real football that matters, they'll be a part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell with just the ballsiest fourth down decision last week.
I mean, he just was the dumbest decision ever.
But that's how you light a spark under your team, as Jay Gruden mentioned to you on Monday. Lions come in not fly enough to get in the club. The Saints.
So they are seven.
They're not seven. There's no numbers on these three teams. We'll get to the number teams in a second.
So it's like an honorable mention
an
without
honorable
ranking.
Mention, but honorable mention is not cool.
Right.
It's not fly enough to get in the club because if you go to the club, you realize there are dress codes. Sometimes you pay to get in. Sometimes you don't.
It's an honorable shot.
And sometimes you can put your name down and sometimes you don't.
Yeah,
and then you get called out by loud
many,
mouth radio
many
hosts.
But no, the Saints come in. Their win in week one doesn't do much for me. Because it was against the worst team in the past 20 years in the Carolina Panthers. What they did to Dallas, though, last weekend in Jerry's
World.
They
took them to the woodshed.
Get some respect from me. They've got a big-time game coming up against Philadelphia this weekend. That'll, you know, once again show America whether or not they're serious or not. The third team that was almost on Nell's Super Six Pack is the Green Bay Packers. Impressive win last week with Malik Willis. They were able to run the ball more. Defensively, they're doing a lot of good things. Their center threw up on the ball. They're a gutsy, gritty team. Jordan Love is practicing today, so we'll see whether or not he ends up starting Sunday against the Tennessee Titans.
There's a chance of that.
Now what you've all been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams.
Wait, it hasn't started
it
yet?
It hasn't started yet.
Oh, my God.
My top six teams in the
I
NFL.
I was falling asleep. I needed toothpicks in my eyes just to get through the top three
number
extra
six,
whipped cream with a cherry on top teams.
Number six is actually the team we'll see tonight. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets coming at number six. Big time win
number six
last week on the road against the Tennessee Titans. Will Levis did everything he could to chew that game away or to throw that game away. Aaron Rodgers made some big throws down the stretch. They're a good team. Braylon Allen, by the way, scored touchdowns this weekend, people. I told you all he was going to be a factor. They come in at number six. Number five, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am over the moon about what they've done to this point in the year. Baker looks like an MVP candidate to this point. They're really banged up, though, on the defensive side of the football. We'll see how long they're able to stay in the Super Six pack. Number four, despite their Monday night loss, the Philadelphia Eagles. I still have to put respect on the Eagles. They basically should have won on Monday night, but they didn't. They were down their best player in A.J. Brown. So I give them some credit for that. Atlanta's got a good secondary. Jesse Bates made big-time plays. Saquon had the untimely drop that he shouldn't have had the chance to drop because they should have ran the ball. But they're number four. Number three is a team that I may put my draw my line in the sand for is like I was on them before you were. I think this is the year the Buffalo Bills get over the top. They come in at number three. Josh Allen's been amazing. They're another team, though, that's banged up. They've lost their starting corner. They've lost their starting linebacker. They're having issues up front. But as long as Josh Allen is under center, they'll have a shot. Number two, the Houston Texans. I almost put Houston at number one. Really impressive win last weekend against the Bears. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson have been the best pass-rushing duo in the NFL for the first 2 weeks of the year, and C.J. Stroud is C.J. Stroud, number one, Kansas City, and we always say, don't need much explanation for them why they're number one.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.